One of the aims of this year is to attract young boys, young girls to chemistry. What attracted you as a young German girl to chemistry?
My path into chemistry, I'm a latecomer in this respect, because my school teachers were honestly not the ones who enthused me about chemistry. But I decided to study food chemistry because I wanted to do something good to improve the value of food. And luckily, this involved studying chemistry as the main course, plus some other topics. And at that time, at the university level, I realized then how much insight you can get into nature by looking at molecules, which is the core of chemistry. And then I never looked back and went into organic chemistry, which is still what I'm very much enthused about.
Okay, I mean, you seem to be the exception to the rule that there aren't that many women.
That's true.
I must admit, I haven't been in a chemical laboratory for many, many years.
You should come.
Are there many women in I have the impression that it's still a male-dominated area. Is that true? And if so, what can you do to attract young girls?
I mean, you're right that female chemists are still in a minority. Even though, if you look at the starting student numbers, it's certainly one-third are female students. But the higher you get in the ranks of industries and of universities, the smaller is the percentage. What the reasons for these are, I'm not entirely sure, because you're growing up in a male environment. So maybe it certainly needs more possibilities, more visions, how to combine daycare centers for kids with the professional life. When I look at projects that we're doing for small kids, I feel that a general perception in the society is that still taught to the kids from the society that chemistry, sciences are for boys, languages are for girls. And obviously with events like the one we're doing here, like we're going to do during the course of this year, we're going to try to change that and also enthuse girls about this. So for example, the project that I talked about in the beginning, this started out as a Girls at Science Week organized by Schweizer Jugendforsch, so Swiss research focus. And these girls, we had 9 girls in our department, they were just thrilled. And 3 out of them were sure they would study chemistry in the end. And the other 6 were still contemplating about it. Once the boys heard about this project, they got so enthused and said, we want this as well. And of course, we're happy now to do it both for girls and for boys.
You're giving a talk on serendipity.
Yes.
In a nutshell, what is your talk about?
Well, so serendipity has played a role in many big discoveries, from penicillin to Viagra to aspartame. All of those products, and Teflon is another example, we wouldn't have it if not some element of chance would have played a role, because all of those products were not the result of a planned research program.
LSD.
Came out of, right, that's it, yeah, if you wish, that is another example. But they were kind of falling into the hands of the scientists unexpectedly. But it's not just pure chance that is involved in these serendipitous discoveries, but it was combined with the realization of the scientist, the chemist, who got these observations or who made these observations, that this is actually important. So that in the case of aspartame, somebody wanted to develop a drug against ulcers and then made a precursor, and the flask dropped on the floor and the compound, something one should never do, he tasted it and realized, oh, this is sweet. And it is so sweet, much sweeter than regular sugar. The same for any of the other discoveries.
You've obviously spent time in America, New York. I watch too much TV. Is it possible to compare Switzerland, the climate for research and innovation in Switzerland, with Germany and the States or anywhere else you've worked?
So I've done my PhD work at Columbia University in New York, and I've had a brilliant time there. There was an absolutely terrific atmosphere within this department, very inspiring for research and discussion amongst faculty plus students. I would not say that this is so different here. I mean, in Switzerland, we have wonderful research environment, which can always be improved, but we're certainly not in any respect worse than the United States. And also, if you look at the research outcome, the United States is a much larger country. So obviously, you have many more research outcomes in the United States than in Switzerland. But if you really explore the value and the importance of them, Switzerland is certainly one of the top countries.